How's New York at the moment from you then? When did you arrive in Britain?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, and New York is freezing, actually. It's really cold.
Is it?
It's like 2 degrees there or something.
Okay, so I suppose being here, it's like being on holiday in nice warm weather compared to there, is it?
Totally.
Yeah. You're saying earlier that you live in the same block of apartments as the Strokes.
Well, yeah, in the same building as two of them. Not all of them.
Right, okay. They don't all live together in some sort of crazy...
No, but it would seem like they would, though, because they're sort of... They're like a litter of puppies or something, don't you think? They're kind of like a... You know what I mean? You just can't imagine them not.
You're not in there on your own, you in the live lounge. So introduce us to the rest of the band that you've got with you tonight.
Basically, everybody's name is Johnny.
Okay, hey, Johnny.
Johnny, and Johnny.
Hello.
One of them is John Flowers, DeFlower, and James Dean over there, and then T on drums.
Wicked. Yeah. And this is a band that you're taking out on tour, yeah?
Yeah, they're actually good, which is I'm not used to that yet. So.
Keep hold of them, Ryan.
I know, really.
You should, yeah. Man. Your tour starts in Cambridge on Saturday, and then you've got Bristol, Liverpool, and Birmingham. You're looking forward to the gigs.
I am ready to disappoint people all over the UK.
Excellent. I'm sure they're all ready to be disappointed as well. You've got a bit of a reputation for all your live gigs, though, haven't you? I mean, somebody said that you've been drunk at almost every one that you've done in Britain. But yeah. Is that true?
Maybe by the end of the show, but not when I walk on stage. But I kind of, you know, if I'm going to play music for like 2.5 hours, like I'm going to have a couple of cocktails, you know what I mean? A couple of pops. But no, actually, I think that maybe it makes more sense for them to think that I'm completely wasted to explain my dramatic actions.
Yeah.
Or like what I'm doing. But really, you know... I figure if you're going to be up there, like, don't bore people. Have, like, some kind of nervous breakdown. Be psychotic. Play too long or not long enough. Or play all the new songs and not the old songs. You know, because, you know, like, bands that have, like, a set list that, like, never changes and, like, pyrotechnics or whatever. Like, there's, like, bands like Nickelback for that. You know, I'm a real schizophrenic, psychotic person.
Right.
You know?
And you're proud of it as well, it sounds, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, why not? I mean, I'm good looking. Screw it.
Hell yeah.
I'll be crazy all I want. You know, write some songs, go crazy on stage. I mean, you know, people are just so boring. You know, Judy Garland got loaded before every single one of her TV performances, and they are absurd.
Okay. You've got plenty of songs to play live as well, because, I mean, essentially, you've got 3 albums out, haven't you? You've got Rock and Roll, and you've got Love is Hell, Parts 1 and 2. I mean, is it going to be mostly off that, or is it going to go back to Gold and to your earlier albums?
Well, I don't know. It depends on how loaded we get. It just change our minds, you know, on stage.
Right.
Sometimes I'll get halfway through the show and I don't like the way it's going, and I'll just play the rest of it by myself. Or sometimes we get over-inspired and we play metal versions of the songs. Or it's usually funny, if nothing else.
Well, you've sold it to me. I mean, I'm going to have to come to the Bristol one, I think. I think it's next Wednesday, so I'm definitely trying to come tonight. You're going to do 2 tracks.
It's actually crap. I'm just talking it up because I'm supposed to, so that people will come. You really shouldn't go. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that to you.
It's actually the most boring gig in the world. But you're going to do 2 tracks for us tonight. What's the first one going to be?
I guess, which one do you want?
Well, I don't know what you're going to do. Is it true that you're going to do a Wonderwall?
Maybe, if you're nice.
Yeah, well, you know, you figure out which one you want to do.
And I guess we're going to play that song, So Alive or something.
So Alive. Okay, live on Radio 1. It's Ryan Adams.
This one goes out to my crap salad. It was So Alive.